How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Okay, I'm here. It's the Pooh Bear Points update. That's what everybody wants to talk about. Welcome in. Of course, our studio brought to you by, my studio brought to you by Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Welcome to the Eric Zane Show podcast. Impact Power Sports, go there when you want to buy a ATV, a UTV, e-bike, Yamaha golf cart, you name it. They've got all those fun things there. Impact Power Sports Studio. They're on 14 Mile Road in beautiful Rockford, Michigan. Find that at them at impactpowersportsmi.com. Yesterday, I sat here and told you about the fight that I was involved in with Pooh Bear over washing clothes. The line that put it over the top that was the most problematic was learn how to wash the clothes. Oh, man. This is bad. Everybody turned on me. They just let me have it. It was ugly. I even had to be given a tutorial about the apology itself. Eventually, she moved on. Felt better. I mean, she came home and then I promptly got into another fight with her over something entirely different. Oh, God. It was so bad that she said, I'm sleeping in that room. And I had to apologize again. Totally different scenario. Had nothing to do with the first scenario. And I bet you want to know what happened. All right. A little bit of background here. I took Bruce to the vet yesterday. And while she was doing her thing, checking him out, she goes, he's got a chipped tooth. Does he chew on hard toys like those big bones or antlers or any of those Nyla bone products? And I said, yes, he chews on all those. She says, those are not good. They are virtually indestructible. You do not want your dog chewing on those, Eric. And I said, yeah, you're right. I will get rid of those as soon as I get home. Even though mom constantly buys them for the dogs. Chris with the line, oh, yeah, he does do that. Let me yell at my wife for that. Now, truth be told, we have had this conversation before, Pooh Bear and I, about the vets saying that this is not a good idea. But it's not really been that enforced. I mean, I've been watching them chew them. So, I mean, I'm not absolved from letting the dogs. I mean, I've pretty much let the dogs chew. But whatever. But I'm not here to... That wasn't factoring into any part of this discussion. I didn't, like, blame her or anything. I mean, I mentioned it that mom still buys them, but I still let the dogs chew them. So no big deal. And so I go home, and I throw away all of those things. And some of the things I threw away were still in the package, unopened. Like, she kept a supply of these really hard products. And now I'm going to go over what I should have said first. She goes, so when Sarah says, get a damn deer antler, safer and indestructible. No, that is not what should be chewed on according to the vet. The vets, and I think I just said that. No bones, no antlers, no nylabones. Nothing that's that hard. You want to avoid hard. It has to have some give to it. So, according to my vet, I'm just telling you what they said. How did you do that, Sarah? After I got done saying that, she wrote, yeah, get a damn deer antler. They're safer and indestructible. Yeah, the key is that they're indestructible. It's like giving a dog a piece of rebar to chew on. Jesus. Anyway. She comes home from a long day. And I'm folding my laundry because I have to do my own laundry now after the incident earlier when I said, learn how to do the laundry. That ain't coming back. So I did my laundry, and I just happened to be folding it when she walks in. And so we're talking about Bruce, and she already knows that I threw away this. She says, what about those things that were in the package? Why did you throw those away? And right away, I'm like, yeah, those are nylabones. Those are one of the things that the vet said no to. Now, this is what I should have said like that. Even when I should have just explained it that way. Yeah, those are still too hard, according to the vet. But that's not how it came out. Had it came out that way, probably wouldn't have been a big deal. No. She says, what about those nylabones? I go, yeah, those are hard as a rock. Those are very hard. We want to avoid hard. Soft is good. Hard, not good. That right there is a problem. So she senses I'm starting to, like, pick on her. One would say belittle. But she still continues on. She's like, well, I don't know. I mean, she's, like, disputing this. Now, all I'm doing is, like, I'm just telling you what the vet said. These aren't my words. I didn't make this up. This is what the vet said. And she looks confused. I go, all right, hang on. And I go into the garbage, and I pull out the package of unopened nylabones. And she goes, see? I go, what do you mean, see? She goes, says right there, they're edible. I go, okay, but that, forget the words. Would you describe those as soft or hard? And she pauses and stares at it. And I'm like, well, God damn it, it's hard. Touch it. Push on the plastic. You can feel. It's as hard as a goddamn rock. And that was it. That was it. I go, edible doesn't matter. It's hard. The bone is edible if you chew it long enough. It's hard. You don't want the dog chewing on hard shit. Oh, this is not great. She gave me the old, all right, fuck you. and then it's on again. I'm like, oh no, fucking shit, it's happening. I can't. I fucked it up again. Oh my God. And so yeah, that, you know, we're all on the same page here. Maureen, all caps, calls me cockhead. Kenny says, why do I miss being married again? Well, you know. So I go upstairs and we start to have it out a little further. And now she's upset that I have explained it the way I explained it. I am upset because of the inability to process the information, you know, in a way that would make me not want to talk to her like she's a dumbass. I'm like, how could you possibly think that this was, oh, that's what I wanted. And I go, well, all right. But how could you possibly think that this was okay? And, you know, so we're complaining about different things. And I'm making it worse. I'm digging the hole deeper with like every single word. It's ugly. This one doesn't blow up nearly as big as the first one, though. But she was all set to go sleep in the other room. And I apologized again. And I somehow she forgave me. She's a very forgiving woman, you know. She gives me a lot of wiggle room. This is the type of explaining this story, me explaining the story, that makes people say, I can't believe she puts up with your shit. I can't believe she's married to you. These are the types of things people who hear this story would say. Tophus says, look, I'm sorry you took me explaining simple things to you the wrong way. I think I need to know, though. I mean, can I at least be afforded? Can I at least be afforded? How did you somehow convince yourself in your brain that this bone was acceptable for the dog to eat? Aram writes, Eric's apology. I am sorry that I commented on your inability to understand what I was saying. Oh, my God. Kenny says, well, yeah, when you made hockey player money, I get that. But now, yeah, how does she put up with you? Tophus says, your wife is pretty crazy, too, though. You're a good pair. Dave says, when they sleep in another room, that's when you know you fucked up bad. But she ended up staying in the room, and we were good to go. But then to cap the night off, if that wasn't bad enough, Darla here on the couch decided to make things more interesting. Darla, if there's any precipitation falling from the sky in either rain, sleet, or snow, she will walk outside and then turn around and come back inside. And she did that again. And then I lost track of what the hell I was doing during that fight. She went, while we were fighting for fight number two of the day, this was the PM fight. She was watching us argue on the bed and she peed on the bed. Is there anything worse than dog pee on the bed? And so, all right, that's that. Yank off all the bedding, change the bedding, go to bed. I wake up today. It's snowing. Uh, Rebecca says you guys scared her. Chris says she's trying to tell you two to stop. No. She just had to go pee. It doesn't matter what the hell was happening. She was going to pee. As evidenced by today, it's snowing. I open up the door. It's 5:50 in the morning. She takes two steps out and turns around and walks back in the house. All the other dogs go out. She's like, fuck this shit. I'm not doing it. I go to make coffee. I make the coffee. I turn around. She's taking a pee in the middle of the living room. She's like, yeah, that's just how it's going to be. I'm just doing this. There's nothing you can do about it. It has been a week, all right? Kenny says, wait, it's already snowing there. Damn. Oh, yeah. It's been snowing the whole fucking morning. Today's the 21st. On the 19th, 2 years ago, Jackie's wedding, it snowed like crazy here. Oh, my God. A ton of snow. Like 6, 8, 9, 10 inches of snow. I'll never forget it because people had to travel from far away for the wedding. My immediate family, though, they don't travel. Hell, I can't even get my immediate family to show up to anything family-related. I gave that up years ago. Like, I have a wing of my family that if it's 80 degrees and sunny, and then, but it turns out it's only going to be 78, they'll, like, cancel because of the weather. So everybody that was supposed to come to Jackie's wedding, they're like, oh, God, there's snow. We're not driving. Like, you idiots. Very strange. All right. So I said to Pooh Bear, I go, look, I am going to now try extra hard today to not get in trouble. You know how, like, you start with the baby steps? If shit's just getting too fucked up, you got to start simple. So now I am going to just focus on not pissing her off. That is the goal. The great food giveaway. Let's update that as Megan checks in here. I talked to Nate at Meijer. I called him because he hadn't emailed me back. I talked to you about that. And he goes, I didn't have your contact, and I never have gotten that email. So I'm like, oh, shit. My bad. I must have written your email down wrong. He goes, I think you did. So he did, and sure enough, I got it wrong. It's embarrassing. So I did get a hold of him. He's excited about being part of it. And he said he will have the cost estimate for all of that food to feed 150 families in our neck of the woods here on December 20th for the great food giveaway number 5 with tampons. So I did want to update you on that because I like to be able to say to you, okay, this is the dollar amount that we have to work towards. It just makes it easier when it comes to fundraising. It's also very important that there is no losing sight of talking about the great food giveaway. The second we stop talking about the great food giveaway, that's when you're losing opportunities to actually do your fundraising. So thank you for your patience in talking about this. But this is kind of like our big beacon of hope moment on a yearly basis on the Eric Zane Show podcast. It's definitely like your outreach thing, helping those less fortunate. And the public's getting word because people are reaching out to Irvine's and saying, hey, are you doing that again? It's very important. We're down on our luck. You know, it just happens. So, Yeah, if you are on Twitch right now, you will see in the chat my spots on Venmo and PayPal. So that money that you have in your pocket, whether it's $5 or $10 or a dollar, I don't care. In fact, I just got a $10 donation from a sweet soul. I appreciate that very much. Not yesterday, but the day before. That would be awesome, because with the number of people that are in the chat alone, we will be able to knock this cost of all this food out quite quickly. I will update the sanitary products in a second, but yesterday we were shut out. So I wanted to park on this quite a bit today about it. We are still at $479.20. That was donated by a little under the 10 of you right now. So no big deal. I'm not worried about it, because we are still 1 month away from the Great Food Giveaway. And some folks are like, oh, I'll get it. I got time. And that's totally cool. Totally cool. But if you are listening to the audio podcast, by all means, click on the links in the show notes. I have links to how to reach me on PayPal and Venmo. Literally, this is just virtually passing the hat. Take all that money, make the purchase. We box up the food. People pull up at the Great Food Giveaway on December 20th at Irvine's. We put the food in their car, and away they go. But there's obviously cost. I'm anxious to find out how much it's going to cost. But I'll find that out very soon. Not tomorrow, but coming up this weekend. So I appreciate you all very much for even thinking about it. And it's going to be awesome. I cannot wait. This is a fantastic grassroots effort. So very, very stoked about this. On the day of, the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance will be there giving away pet food. So the people pull up. They go to the pet food zone. Pet food is put in their car. Then they go to the food zone, and we put the box of food in their car. And then Team Pink takes over and handles if they have any needs for women's feminine hygiene products. I understand that Matt purchased a bunch of Team Pink products and sent them along to Megan. Some of you are like, wait, what is that all about? Megan from Irvine's has a wish list online, which I just threw that link in the chat, and you can see it in the show notes of the audio podcast, of the amazing feminine hygiene products that they need. It's, I don't know if it's amazing, but it's a lot. So if you, on that link, want to donate that way, you add all these products to the cart. You can add just one. You can add them all. I don't care what you do. They're different price points. Like for the maxi pads, it's $5 for a package of those. Tampons are about twice as much. A box of tampons, that might cover two feminine cycles for a lady. I guess it just depends on how their body reacts. And then there's those, the new kid on the block, the menstrual cups. It's just is a hard thing to say or picture, but apparently some ladies prefer these. And they work very well. Now, you see where it says needs 40, has 17. That's where we stand on the tote board. Needs 150, has 10. Needs 150, has 10. Needs 150, has 12. Needs 60, has 9. We want this to all be filled in, okay? So click away, send it to Megan at Irvine's. This is a couple fast food orders right here. That's what this amounts to. Okay? So we appreciate as much as you can do for this, but this is our way of kind of getting involved with the community and having at it. So looking forward to that. Okay, and it's December 20th. We'll need some volunteers. Megan and Mom and Dad have it down to an art form. I think it's mostly Megan and Mom, which is Jamie, where Like, the people are lined up by the time the thing starts. And then there's, like, little sheets of paper that she passes out as to what these people want. Like, what specific type of feminine hygiene products. So we go through with, like, pens and paper and hand these out to the cars. And then we collect the orders. And it's quite efficient. It's come a long way. Megan has that type of organizational vibe to her. And she takes care of all this shit. Megan would be a wonderful personal assistant, I feel. You know, like if I ever struck it rich, okay? Like if that nice lady, I forget her name, who joined us yesterday on the Twitch stream. What was her name, Kenny? You were like weirdly flirting with her. Kenny, right away. Young lady comes on. I forget her name. She shows up in the chat. She's never been seen or heard from ever. Dana, that's it. Dana Bentz. I see that she's there. And I go, oh, hey, Dana's here. A little background about Dana. This is her. And I talked to her, and she's an industry person. I'm not sure what she's doing, but glad to have her here. And Kenny immediately goes, starts laying it on with like the flirty thing. Oh, yeah, man. Cutie. Yeah, man. She got a cute smile and I like her. So she's getting a follow from me. And it's like everyone's going, oh, God. Everybody in the chat knew it. Okay. But only a few actually said anything. I left it alone because she was here. And she might be here now. I don't know. But I knew that this would be manifesting again on this show because it was so awful. Ugh. Oh, hey, nice to meet you. Glad to have you. Oh, man, she's cutie. Ooh, I like her. I think I'll bless her with some compliments. First of all, if you are saying that a person by their name is cute, you know, I mean, it's, I don't know. It's kind of implying that you've like looked at her and stuff like that. I don't know. It's just, I think most of the people in here, when I say most, I mean, all of them thought that that was a little bit over the top, you know? He says 2024 and you can't say someone is cute and has a nice smile. Fucking stupid. Well, I defer to the audience. Rebecca says, Eric, did you show a picture of her? I might have. I don't know. I think I may have when we first started because I was given the background that she wants to talk to me about something and I don't know what. She's being very vague and mysterious. And I go, yeah, this is her. So maybe he... Kenny says, yeah, her Twitch has her picture. Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe if you see her name there and you click on the name, then you can look at it. I think that's that extra step that people might be like, ugh. Maureen says, a lady in Costco told me I was beautiful the other day. I didn't mind one bit. So I don't know. Tophus says you compliment someone like that if you are on a date or some shit. Someone you've never met, telling them that she has a cute smile, etc., is creepy. Rebecca agrees. And she says, yeah, that extra step, it sounds creepy. Yeah, I kind of defer to that opinion. You know? And you know, no offense, but it always seems to be you. You're the one that's always going, ooh, she's a cutie patootie. Think I'll tell her how attractive she is. I know she's going to love that when I say, hey, you got a cutie smile. Ooh, I mean, she doesn't know how much of a stone cold stunner you are. I mean, You might be a complete dog. Kenny says, okay, you're all fucking ugly. I guess the takeaway is, who starts with, can you imagine if Kenny's at church and some new member of the parish just moved in, and Kenny's part of the welcoming community, and there's three or four people that are part of the welcoming community, and they're all in a line, like a receiving line, and a new lady with her kids and her husband comes walking up. Oh, welcome. You're going to love it here. We're so glad you're here. Number one. Number two says the same thing. Number three, it gets to Katie. Ooh, wow, I like your smile. You're so cute. Yeah, nice to meet you. Yeah, I bet you love me. Gross. Hey, it's Eric Zane for one of my favorite sponsors, UncommonGoods.com. Now, when you shop at UncommonGoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. UncommonGoods.com have searched all around the globe to get some of the most amazing makers of handcrafted products that are made in small amounts. Shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Seriously, just go check out the selection from all the different types of amazing products and gifts that you can get at UncommonGoods.com. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone, from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Just shop around. I'm telling you, the folks who get the gifts purchased through UncommonGoods.com are always going away satisfied and happy and giving you a look like, how did you think of this amazing, awesome gift? Basically, all you need to do is go to UncommonGoods.com, and I'm going to give you 15% off your next gift. All you have to do is go to UncommonGoods.com/Zane. UncommonGoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Come on, man. Sarah says, I'd love for someone to say I'm cute. Tofa says, that's less creepy than telling a stranger they have a cute smile. Bob says, did you go find and follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter too? Did you start sending her messages on Facebook? Hey, I know we just met, but, you know, I think you got a cutie smile. Hey, yeah. I think maybe, just maybe, I'm going to connect the dots here. Okay? But haven't you complained viciously on our show here about your struggles with online dating? Do you think perhaps there is a link to the online dating struggles with you saying to strangers who you've known for about 6 seconds, oh boy, I think you deserve a follow because of that pretty smile. I think that might be like a red flag here. Sarah says, poor Kenny, quit picking on sweet Kenny. Look, I'm just telling you what the audience told me about him. I didn't say anything yesterday. I know that when it happened, I went, ooh, like internally, I was like, boy, that's a little much. It's a little bit much there. I don't know if that's such a great thing to say, but I'm not going to, I don't want to make this terrible. But then later on in the day, in between fights with my wife, I was walking the dogs and I had this conversation. Hey, EZ. Yeah, what's up? What the fuck was up with Kenny yesterday or earlier today? Yeah, I don't know. That was a little much. I thought so. You got to bring this up again. This has to manifest. And I'm like, I'm talking to me and I go, well, yeah, I know. But Kenny jumps in with this comment. Wait, who said that? Now, I said that to me. I was having that conversation with me. You don't. I talk to myself all the time. Later on in the day, I'm talking to myself and I said, what was going on there? Now, I remember that when it all went down yesterday, there were various people saying, yeah, dude, what the fuck? A lot of people were calling you out about it. I decided to wait because I had a lot of things I was talking about that would have been weird. Plus, she was in here with us, and I honestly don't think she's here right now. Maybe she is. No, she's not. Kenny says, ha, 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 this is the best news ever. Eric Zane has discussions in his brain with Eric Zaitunian on the regular. Oh, look. You don't know the half of it. If I've ever said anything on here that seems like it's been rehearsed, it has in my brain. For those of you that I think that I just come on here and it just happens. No, I've usually had a discussion with me in my own brain. That is a regular must have part of the process. And I did have a discussion with me yesterday about you. Let's not lose sight of what we're talking about here. We're talking about you approaching a stranger and telling them how attractive they are. And the audience unanimously thinks it was a horrible bit by you. So I don't know if this is, Kenny writes, she did tell me on the chat that she followed me back and seemed happy about it. So, middle finger, middle finger. Understood. I understand that. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate about your approach. And I have various bits of evidence. One, I witnessed you telling total stranger she was a cutie patootie and what other weird shit you wanted. You sounded like fucking Pellerito or Boring Dean, frankly. And those are people you don't want to sound like. And then everybody noticed it. I let it go until now. And then we have all of your struggles on online dating that you have said, I don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, I'm blocked by this woman, man. All I did was, I knew her for like 3 seconds. And I told her she was the most beautiful woman on the planet. And I gave her all the money in my checking account. And then I went and robbed a bank and bought her 5,000 roses. And then I went out in front of her house with a boombox and played a Peter Gabriel song, held it over my head. I thought that was nice. Fuck you guys. I know how to treat a woman. Most women would love all of that and would not think twice about any of that. Fuck you. That's the way women, that's why women love me. I don't know, Kenny. He says, ahem, I told someone she was cute, they had a nice smile, and I get this. Jimmy, meanwhile, came in this morning and asked, how's Jackie's boobs working out? And nothing was said. What are you talking about? What do you? I don't understand that. Let's see. Now he says, all right, y'all have a good day. Never mind. Have the day you deserve. Oh, no. Oh, come on now. And I don't understand why you're throwing Jimmy under the bus. That seems like a fairy tale. What are you talking about? And then Tofa says Jackie's new boobs. Why is everybody talking about Jackie's new boobs? And then he says he did say that. Go back. And then Chris says, well, he did say that, LOL. And then Aram says, I guess he didn't see that comment. Hold on a second here. Now it's not letting me go back. Hang on. I can only go back to, okay, Jimmy says good morning. This is way back. I do not, okay. Tofus said, we're talking about snow, I guess, because Tofus wrote, we had wildfires in NYC, New Jersey, and Massachusetts a couple weeks ago. Unheard of. Jimmy wrote, how are Jackie's new boobs doing? What the fuck? That's even worse. I mean, well, that's horrible. That's how... contextually, we weren't even discussing anything like that. I wouldn't. Oh, my God. I guess, mentioned her wedding. Well, it doesn't matter if I mentioned her wedding. Kenny's right. But I didn't see this comment. Kenny, that doesn't mean you're off the hook, by the way. Was still creepy as fuck. But, Jimmy, can you explain to me what goes on in your brain that caused, A, the thought to form, and then, B, to make the decision that it's a good idea to say that? I don't understand that. Chris says Kenny is missing this because he left. Well, someone get him back here. This is a good beat up. Now, honestly, I don't write these beat ups down. I did have the idea that I was going to mention Kenny's creepiness. And what everybody thought about it and how he is always kind of like defending that, thinking that's a good thing to do. I don't get you, Jimmy. That's so ridiculous. Bob says, call Kenny. I'd love to call Kenny. I love Kenny. I don't know why he would even dream about leaving. Hang on a second. He can't possibly be mad about this. I don't understand what there is to be mad about. He still thinks it's a good idea.
Hello.
Hey. You didn't really leave, did you?
Yeah.
Why?
I just roll over the top and too distracted and then focus on work. So.
Wait a minute. Over the top? It wasn't over the top. I was just reading comments and describing what actually happened.
Seriously, no joking at all. anyone that thinks it's like creepy to say someone, hey, she's cute, she has a nice smile, you know, fuck all of you then. Seriously, I'm not even trying to be funny.
These people love you. These people love you. You can't be mean to them.
No. Hey, okay, but time out. Wait, if anybody's serious in that, you know, like, I feel bad for you. I was just trying to be nice.
I think based on social norms of today, it's become, I think.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck social norms of today. That doesn't mean that social norms of today are fucking correct. You know, everybody gets offended at every fucking thing. And you can't say anything nice anymore. You know, go fuck yourself.
Nate in the chat wrote, not Nate Bull, but another Nate wrote, this is a public forum. It's creepy because you're putting her on the spot.
I don't care because you put her on the spot by mentioning that she was there and I clicked on her name. I saw her. She was pretty, had a great smile. I said, you're cute. You got a great smile. Gave you a follow. That's it.
So
that's the end of it.
So there's no going back. That's still going to happen.
What do you mean? What's still going to happen?
I mean, like if you were in the same scenario again, they're going to know they got a pretty smile.
Well, no, I'm not going to say shit because all you fucktards in my fucking head about this.
Well, I don't think anybody's like, you know, trying to I don't think they dislike you over this. I think they're just trying to help.
Help?
Yeah, that maybe if you were a little more subtle about it, maybe a little time down the road instead of like in that setting.
Time down the road. Yeah, like she's back today. You think she's coming back?
But no, I don't know.
She's got her own fucking shit to do.
I don't have any idea what she's going to do. Look, and by the way, and I honestly did not know. It's too bad you left because when you said something about Jimmy, I thought, what is he talking about?
Yeah, so, well, now I feel bad if you, you know, like targeted Jimmy. Like, I feel bad because everybody loves Jimmy.
Why are you feeling bad? You said it. You shouldn't feel bad. You were.
I was just trying to make a point because I thought that was like way worse. But you know, whatever. Well, yeah, I guess I'm wrong.
You were successful in your point because I read it, and then I went ahead and beat him up over that. I couldn't figure out why he would say that. But you can't. So are you saying that it was bad that you ratted out Jimmy?
Well, I'm saying I feel bad about it because I didn't, you know, like, I don't know. I just feel bad about it. Sorry, Jimmy. You know, I love you.
All right. So Jimmy, Kenny's sorry that he ratted you out. And okay. So come on back to the show so we can have more fun.
No, it's all right. I'm good.
Why are you so sad? I don't understand. It's silly. The whole thing is silly.
I mean, it distracted me a lot in the past 20, 25 minutes, whatever it's been, and I'm behind on work, and I'm just in a bad mood now, so.
Are you getting into, like, a sensitive phase?
I've got a lot of shit going on, and work is really stressing me out, and I am seriously behind on a whole lot. Right. So,
okay,
well, I'm fucking over it right now.
I tell you what, I've done enough pissing people off for 1 week. I don't want to have to say sorry to you too. I hope I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong, did I?
No, I don't think you did anything wrong. It's just, you know, it really irks me that, like, you can't say something nice about anybody anymore because, you know.
Yeah.
I don't really understand why, honestly. Why is that?
I don't know. I'm just telling you that's, you know how, like, it was okay in 1972 to say the N-word, but now you can't? I think it's like that.
Hold the fuck up, dude. How is that even compared to trying to just say something nice about someone? Are you serious?
Well, no, you're missing my point. My point
was... Yeah, I guess I am.
My point was times have changed. You know?
Well, all right. I guess you can't be nice to anybody anymore. Fuck off, everybody.
All right. Okay. Have a good one, and I'll talk to you later.
No, don't have a good one. Have the day you deserve.
All right. Thank you. Let's go back over this, because you were listening to this as it unfolded. First of all, he talked about, he said sorry to Jimmy for telling asking about my daughter's boobs. Look, Jimmy's retarded. Jimmy is a full-on retard. Everybody knows that. Okay? Jimmy knows that. Is it good to ask questions out of the blue about some guy's daughter's boobs? No. Starman 314 says, "Easy, you need a Discord. I have one. You just don't know about it. Corey's in charge of it. Corey, please direct Starman to the Discord, and you guys can do your thing." So, yes. Jimmy's a fucking moron. Two entirely different issues, though. He's just trying to be an idiot. Kenny is intentionally approaching this woman, sight unseen, and saying, "And hey, we're all going, welcome to the group. You're doing great. Thanks. Glad you're here." And then out of the blue, "You got a nice smile. You're pretty. That deserves a like." That's, in most people would think that that's a little bit out there. That's it. That's all we're saying. Tophus says it's weird even when you mock it. Yeah, I know. I know. And I remember... And Chris says it was in 3 minutes of her showing up in the chat. David says, "You're not wrong, Easy." I know I'm not wrong, and I haven't even said anything bad about him. He did say, though, that he's not at me. He's not mad at me, and I don't want him to be mad at me. But, I mean, if on a show where, you know, we're here doing our thing and there's the chat, I mean, that's part of the show. Megan says giving compliments is not weird. Let me get, so Megan is Team Kenny. In fact, I need to call Megan right now. Maybe she can help shed some light on this, if that's okay, Megan. God, my phone is jacked. Holy shit, what the fuck is going on here? I might have to restart the whole thing. I think I do. Hey, Siri. Call Megan.
Calling Megan Dinniff.
Okay. Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Great food giveaway. Days away.
Days away. We're getting there.
So, new girl, sight unseen, doesn't know anybody.
Right. And I wasn't here for any of this, just so you know.
Okay. So, you can picture the chat.
Mm-hmm.
I say... "Oh, Dana is here. I had a nice talk with her recently. She has no idea of any of the dynamic here."
Okay.
Within a minute and a half, 3 minutes, Kenny says, "You got a nice smile. I'm going to follow you."
Did he say that?
Yes.
Like, that's word for word what he said?
Yes.
Also, did he use that creepy voice?
Well, that's my impression of Kenny, but that's what he wrote. "You've got a nice smile. I'm going to follow you."
She has her profile picture on there for a reason. As someone who has a picture on there, like, you're not worried about people seeing who you actually are. Okay. She knows she has a nice smile.
So that's okay then.
I mean, I just don't think it's that big of a deal to give people compliments.
Well, I don't either.
Now, if a man walks in and says, like, "Hey, sweetie, can I talk to a man?" then I'm going to have an issue.
No, but no, we're not talking about that.
I have strangers tell me regularly that I have a nice smile. I don't think it's weird. Okay. Like, they don't start following me around, but when you're on social media, like, that's what happens.
All right. So your team, not a problem.
Team, not a problem.
All right. Excellent.
But Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. That was horrible.
A little bit crossing the line because I didn't hear exactly what he said last week to me at the end of the Ben and Eric podcast. And I went back and watched it, and that was super creepy.
Oh, I didn't hear. I don't know this.
And I love Jimmy, but he said something like, "Nice boobs while you're baking bread," or some shit like that. And I was like, I'm going to ignore that. But now he did it to me and Jackie. So,
okay.
And that was like to my like quote face because we were all on Zoom.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we can't have that. We can't be making people uncomfortable with those comments.
But I mean, you can't really compare the two, but I think it's nice to give people compliments. Everybody is so freaking nasty all the damn time. Telling somebody something nice every once in a while isn't awful.
The point is being made. Well, they aren't looking you up on anything. Like when you have your face-to-face interactions, the people aren't looking you up. They're like in the middle of a physical interaction.
That's fine. I don't think it's that big of a deal. And I am a sensitive one. So I don't think it's a big deal. She'll block him if she doesn't like it.
Yeah, I know. It was just so weird that she was brand new. And I don't know. It felt weird when I read it. For me.
Listen, he's
got to
call dibs. He's got to jump on it when he can.
All right. Okay.
I'm just, I don't know.
I wholeheartedly disagree with everything you've said.
That's all right.
All right.
I
thank
still love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think the real problem here is Jimmy. The fuck is wrong with you, you moron? Sarah says, Team Megan, Team Kenny. Chris says Jimmy needs a filter. Tophus is, he's furious. Tophus is, here's the thing about Tophus, man. He has crazy swings. And he gets emotional. He wants to kick some fucking ass here. He's responding to when Kenny said he's got a lot of things going on. Tophus wrote, in all caps, who the fuck doesn't have a lot of shit going on? Oh, God damn it. Nick says, did he slide into those DMs? Joe Martinez says, you can't do that. It's 2024. Just grab him by the you-know-what. Aram says, Eric is cultivating an environment where people are encouraged to only be mean. Hey, let me tell you about the great food giveaway where we're trying to help our fellow man. Rebecca says, I said that what Jimmy said was even more creepy. Sarah says, meanwhile, Linda front row with Andy Cohen. I don't know what that means. Tophus adds, do you really think that women want strange men saying that they're cute? Well, I guess that's a personal preference. Megan seems to think, hey, that's what we want. Megan has made it clear that that's what women want. So you walk into a place and right away, you got to shoot your shot to these strangers. Aram says there is a hierarchy and Jimmy is on the top because of his movies and joke corner. Yeah, I don't think that's true. Jimmy's a dipshit. Everybody knows that. Starman 314 says, I cannot believe you are interviewing a listener now. This show rocks. Yeah, most of these people in here, I have their phone numbers. We're pretty tight. I think I may go back to being mean to Eric, Aram says. Okay. Tophus, all caps, because women think it's creepy when a stranger is eyeballing them and telling them how cute they are. Yeah, I agree with that right there. That's where I stand. Now, if you're in this conversation and enjoying this conversation and you're afraid to make your opinion, you need to make your opinion. You need to just lay it out there. Because right now, here's the T. Sarah, Megan, Kenny. These three people all think that that is the way to go. You see somebody, within 3 minutes, you compliment on their personal appearance. That is the way you want to do it. Sarah says, absolutely, we have to do that. Megan says the same thing. And so does Kenny, obviously. Where do you stand as folks in the chat? Jimmy says, call me, Eric. I don't want to talk to you. You shut up and think about what you've done. Tofus goes over the top. Well, Kenny already told everybody to go fuck themselves. So Tofus tells him to go fuck himself and calls him a sanctimonious see you next Tuesday. Oh, my God. Bob says to Kenny, hey, most of us don't live in the South and find that Southern hospitality weird at times. Jimmy tries to blame Ben and I, saying, Eric and Ben have corrupted my brain. Oh, bullshit. Chris says, that was going in my phone call. That was going in circles, EZ. Says he thinks it's a tad weird. No, EZ says he thinks it's a tad weird. Kenny says, well, I guess you can't to end any discussion. Best part was comparing a compliment to the N-word. I stand by that point. Forget the words I said. It was the point I was making. You fucking Fabio-haired fuck. Sarah, Team Kenny. Maureen, Team Kenny. Aram says calling yourself Mr. Pop-Pop is weird. I didn't think that up. I did not invent that. The kids invented that. I don't say, hey, call me Mr. Pop-Pop. I didn't give myself the name Mr. Pop-Pop. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.